As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, January the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. Had a guest planned for you today. Just found out that the guest won't be joining us. Nah, anyway, if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're damn sure not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, and the host is punting. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and bail me out on air. Or, from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls today will certainly be welcome. And you may also send your ideas or guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters all out across America, you're not going to hear Doreen Hans this morning. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 1610 AM Lompoc, California. And AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Well, thank you very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals this morning, just kind of dogging it along. Let's go right into our market report. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $11.10, continuing its downward slide at $1,362.90 an ounce. Even so, that's not too shabby. Silver up off 22 cents as well at $28.52. Where's that $31 silver we had recently? Platinum this morning up 14 bucks at $1,805 an ounce, and palladium off 13 bucks at $792 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,359.90 for a low, $1,379.10 for a high, but at $1,362.90, your gold is still up $213.10 year to year for an 18.52% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the great price fixers and despoilers, ran up their little flaggies, rang the bell, and set the price at $1,369.25. And I guess that was the signal to sell. Many have. The SPDR gold shares overnight, pairing off another 6.38 metric tons from their treasure chest, claimed this morning to be holding 1,265.09 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $56 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 24 at 11,732. The NASDAQ closed down 2 at 2,735. The S&P 500 closed down 2 yesterday at 1,284. The crude oil this morning off 99 cents a barrel at $90.41 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up just a little bit on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website and stands at 72.22. We'll be right back after this first commercial intermission.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday as we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, wide open phones today, 866-841-1065. I got it stood up here by our guest, Doreen Hans. I know Doreen quite well. She's quite the researcher, very busy lady, and she also runs a farm, so who knows what could have happened on a farm. You really, truly don't know. But consumer prices this morning off of Bloomberg, consumer prices in the U.S. rose by 0.5%. We're going to talk about the Food Safety and Modernization Bill today. We've got a lot of material on the plate. You know, it's one of those things about being a host. You always have to be prepared for the unexpected, and I certainly am. And, of course, on this particular topic, I'm well-versed, so it's like six of one, half a dozen of the other, one way or t'other. Generally, I don't book guests on this broadcast because too often in the past I've been disappointed, A, by either the guest or, B, this sort of performance on the part of guests. By this, by Shabhandra Chandra, off the Bloomberg website, the cost of living in the U.S. climbed by more than forecast in December, led by higher fuel and food prices, while other goods and services showed the smallest annual increase on record. Now, typically, we never talk about higher food and fuel prices. They're just taken out of the matrix, all right? We talk about all kinds of things, this core index, but we never talk about the important things. But as we've discussed in the past before, you know, the things that you need in a depression, recession that we have right now, the things that you need just go up and up and up and up and up in price, while the things that you don't really need, like all of that cheap Chinese plastic crap in Walmart, just go down and down and down and down in price. Well, anyway, the Consumer Price Index increased 0.5%, more than the 0.4% mean median estimate economist survey by Bloomberg News, figures from the Labor Department showed today in Washington. The so-called core rate, that's your COLA, right? Cost of living adjustment, don't count on it. The so-called core rate, which excludes volatile food and fuel costs, rose 0.1% in line with the median projection. And then on and on and on it goes. Of course, next Tuesday, over in Springfield, there's going to be a get-together, rather lively meeting, the Food and Ag Freedom, put together by the Ozark Property Rights Congress on January the 18th, 2011, the Springfield Livestock Marketing Center at 6821 West Independence Drive, Springfield, Missouri. All right, 6821 West Independence Drive. If you missed that, just go up on the website, get my email address again, bblhost@centurytel.net. Fire it off to me, and I will let you know exactly who to contact and where this is going to be. But on Tuesday next week at 7 o'clock p.m., Doreen Hans is going to be there, hopefully. I hope someone picks her up and brings her down there. Anyway, Doreen Hans will be there. Doreen is really a wonderful person, by the way. I don't hold it against her. She and her husband are very busy folks, and she's an intrepid researcher on the same order as our good friend Vicki Davis, all right? And so she does a lot of really good work. She writes for News with Views and other places. So she's very busy. I'm sure something came up this morning. But on Tuesday, next Tuesday now, January the 18th, at the Springfield Livestock Marketing Center, Doreen Hans and a whole gobbin, a bunch of people from the Ozark Property Rights Congress will be getting together to go over this concept of saving our food and agricultural freedom. You know, without it, we have very little freedom. You take away property, you take away food, you take away the water, and we're through. All right? Do you eat? Do you eat? If your answer is yes, then you ought to consider joining us at that meeting if it's at all possible. If not, just stay tuned today because I'm going to talk about a lot of the things that you're going to find out if you were to go to that particular meeting. You know, there's things that we can look at all the time. One of them, I'm just going to jump around here a little bit and kind of cover up. One of the things that we wanted to go into was this bill summary out of the 111th Congress on Senate Bill 510. Well, Senate Bill 510 carries on from the prior related bill, H.R. 2751, H.R. 1332, and H.R. 3082. All of these bills affect sustainable development, Agenda 21, Chapter 14, Promoting Sustainable Agriculture and Rural Development. And it also helps to break the food basket of America and increase your dependency upon, you know, Uncle Suck to provide foodstuffs, all right? But this bill, Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety and Modernization Act, now you can go back and listen to the archives of Mike Chambers' broadcast and so many others where this has been covered quite thoroughly, all right? We'd hope to go into some of the nuts and bolts today, but we will. I've got her documents and some of the material she sent to me, and I'm just going to go right through it. You know, just take away the pretty voice and put in my old gritty face, and you got the same material. But the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act, Title I, Improving Capacity to Prevent Food Safety Problems. You know, they had to have that big egg scare, you know, where they have millions and millions and millions of eggs recalled. Just to ramp it up, you know, amp it up. It's just like popping a senator and killing a judge, you know. Anything that is necessary to get legislation to pass, these guys have the money. And I was going to say intellect, but it's not intellect. They have the wicked spirit and the money to make it happen. Title II is improving capacity to detect, respond to food safety problems. Title III is improving the safety of imported food. And Title IV is miscellaneous provisions, and you always want to look at that garbage pail as things go in and out of that garbage pail that have a lot more import than some of these other parts. But the first section of this bill amends the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, this is the FFDCA, to expand the food safety activities of the Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS. Health and Human Services, that wouldn't be Catherine Sebelius, would it? Including to authorize the secretary to inspect the records related to food. It exempts certain establishments that sell food directly to consumers, such as roadside stands, farmers markets, or participants in a community-supported agriculture program from specified requirements of this act. All right. It also requires that each owner, operator, or agent in charge of a food facility to identify, implement preventive controls to significantly minimize or prevent hazards that could cause or would affect manufactured, processed, packed, or food held by such a facility. It sets forth such provisions governing exemptions from such requirements for certain facilities and so on. Blah, blah, blah. Lots more to it, okay? You can find all of that up on thomas.loc.gov. Just type in the S510 in the search engine there, and this summary will come up. We'll come back to various parts of this. But I want to just jump right into this discussion that I was going to have with Doreen. She says here, welcome to the Global Plantation. You can find this article, I believe, up on newswithviews.com. The staff of Congress said the H.R. 2749, the Food Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, didn't authorize the National Animal Identification System. Now, for those of you that have ever followed any of the broadcasts, you can certainly go back in our archives basket and find the broadcast that I have done in the past with Doreen Ahns in regards to the National Animal Identification System, wherein you'll find that every one that has stock animals or dogs or raises cats and things like that. Now, these are for sale. This is property in commerce, if you will, whether you have horses or goats or sheep or pig or any of that. All of these are going to be coming under this idea of the National Animal Identification System. And of course, we need to know that we are humans and other animals. And so that includes food production as well. We'll be right back.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, so I don't want to belabor the National Animal Identification System too long because this is another aspect of that, this international takeover of food production. They work hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. If you can't take away the groceries, you know, the food, all of the vegetables and things like that, and the fruits and vegetables, blah, blah, blah. If you can't take, that away, then taking away the meat's not going to help much either. But the whole idea is this bringing us under this GIS, that's Geographic Information System, GPS, that's Geographic Positioning System, GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, as I like to say, two M's and an E, tying it right back to the Tavistock Institute. But if we can think of the National Animal Identification System as not so much tracking the animals, that it cannot do, certainly won't do it very well. It's all about tracking the farmers. It's all about databasing, inventorying, and making life hell for those people that actually raise the animals and bring them to market. All right. So it converts your ownership of your land into a premise, a leasehold estate instead, and it gives FedGov the opportunity to come in and mess with your ability to produce food, and it puts a tremendous burden on those that do, those that raise livestock, for keeping track of all of the record keeping, as if we have nothing better to do than to while away all of our days filling out paperwork and submitting fines and fees and penalties and exactions and taxes of every kind to Uncle Suck. Okay? They're really horrible creatures. That's all there is to it. So anyway, she continues here. Many organic groups agree with them. And this is, again, in regards to the Food Safety Enhancement Act of 2009, H.R. 2749, which has now come through and passes S-510. She continues, however, they weren't telling the truth, at least not the whole truth. It certainly doesn't mention the National Animal Identification System by name, but it definitely authorizes the program. It also doesn't state that it's legally authorizing good agricultural practices, or GAP, all right, GAP, it's another acronym out of the United Nations, partially comprised of Codex, that's Codex Alimentarius Guidelines, on traceability and food safety, and the OIE's Guide to Food Farming Practices, including auditing, certifications, inspections, as well as disincentives for not participating in the form of fines, penalties, and a loss of access to the market. But it most certainly does. Is it possible that Congress does not have the slightest idea what they were voting on? Possibly. But it doesn't come as any surprise, she writes here, that Congress didn't read the bill as it was changed three times in a 24-hour period before it was passed out of the House with a 283-142 vote, and never mind that they don't read the bills anyway. Are these wild and unsubstantiated assertions about 2749, she writes? I wish they were. It's actually fairly easy to prove that this bill does all that I stated above and even more. All one needs to do is to understand what is involved in good agricultural practices and how the agencies of the World Trade Organization operate within member countries to get this done. Don't worry, she says, I'll explain that to you in a very brief detail. But there are only a few pieces from the legislation itself that are necessary to read to fully comprehend that this is indeed what we're dealing with in H.R. 2749 and its sister bill, Senate Bill 510. The international guidelines are much lengthier than the legislation itself. Now, of course, if you've been following Vicki Davis's work on channelingreality.com, you'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt, all right, that what we're talking about is systems here, computing systems, data systems, the whole track and trace mechanism. This is a global GIS, GPS, global governance system, and when we log on every morning to our high-speed internet connections, DSL or whatever you've got, we are part of that system, all right? And just the other day, we were hearing about this, you know, internet ID that they want to bring out now, you know, after popping Gabby in the head there. She won't be too Gabby for a while, but certainly they were able to silence the judge Roll, John Roll, all right? They got him out of the way. He was starting to cause them some serious damage. Anyway, H.R. 2749 is 160 pages in its final version, and if you search through it, you'll find the following references to international standards and guidelines. Again, I don't know of anybody, myself and Michael Shaw and a few others, maybe Darren Weeks, Vicki Davis, who have really gone through Agenda 21 with a fine-tooth comb and understand this stuff, and we can recognize it when we see it. Anyway, here we go. B, international standards, she writes. In issuing guidance or regulations, the Secretary shall review international hazard analysis and preventive control standards that are in existence on the date of the enactment of this act and relevant to such guidelines or regulations to ensure that the programs are consistent with such standards. Of course, so many times in the past, I've referred to this simple chapter 7.59 right out of the Agenda 21, where we find it's the promotion of a culture of safety, right? The promotion of a culture of safety. This is the development of a safety cult, all right? Everything is for your safety, safety, safety. And I've said many times in regards to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, all right, declaring boldly in his inaugural address that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And the nation calls for action, and action now. This is the action plan for the 21st century, Agenda 21. Roosevelt addressed himself to the task of instituting a new deal for the United States from Congress, then overwhelmingly Democratic. He asked broad executive powers, quote, as great as the power that would be given to me if we were in fact invaded by a foreign foe, close quote, and Congress complied. All right? So this is the beginning of this Emergency Powers Act. And I've shared with you in the past out of the Bentonville County, Arkansas, right out of their little planning and zoning guidelines, coming towards the end of that booklet, they have a section in there that was created and inserted in there where the what do they call those? The justices of the peace down there, that would be county commissioners here in Arkansas, where the JPs basically, just simply, and whole cloth, declared that emergency exists. That's right. That's all they did. They just say, they declare that emergency exists, therefore it exists. All right? I think therefore I am. Ergo sum. But the idea is that we live in a perpetual state of emergency. And because we're in a perpetual state of emergency, then all bets are off. And we just have to deal with this. But here again, back to this international standards, they're going to review the international hazard analysis. And I've talked in the past about the Federal Emergency Management Agency's hazard mitigation planning system, part of this. All right, they have to have the E911 system in place. They have to have the enhanced 911 system in place in your county so that they can then go on to do the three-dimensional coordinate geometry necessary and the interlocking cell towers and the interlocking radio towers so that they can assign geographic coordinates to your mailbox, to your front door, just like the census was doing, right? So that they know exactly where you are and where your locale is or your situs is or your premises is. And in that case, they can then map it. And we've talked about mapping and especially AutoCAD mapping in the past, where you can have multiple layers in an electronic map, a computer-aided design document. You can have multiple layers. On one layer, let's say that you could have all of the surveying information. On the next layer, you could have all of the tax assessor's information. And it's all stacked up on your property, all right, the four corners of your property. It's all stacked up on top of you. On the next layer, you could have all of the school records. On the next layer, you could have all of the medical records. And with modern computing and high-speed technology that we have today, this thing could have 100 layers, 200 layers, 300 layers, everything known about you. When you got your first dog, your little beagle puppy, and when you bought the bitch to go with it, and when she, whelped out the first litter of pups, all right? And when you put those puppies for sale in the local newspaper, and how many people came out, and how many dogs were turned off, sold off to the brokers, and so on and so forth, data-based, track, trace. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so back into this discussion of this very interesting piece of legislation. Basically, H.R. 2749 has altered, perhaps irreparably, our relationship with food and our ability to feed ourselves. Of course, not quite as drastically as some would say. I think you'll still be able to grow your carrots in the backyard and have your tomatoes and whatnot. But it's certainly going to impact those people that are helping to bring food to the marketplace. And so we pay very close attention to that. As we saw in the news this morning, the price of food and fuel going up. Consistency with international obligations. The Secretary shall apply this paragraph consistently with United States obligations under international agreements. Now, we spoke about that yesterday. We talked about this international agreement that lays out there, this universal convention on human or on political and what was it? I'm just now starting in on that research. I'll come back to that in a moment. But we went into that yesterday. We go into this United Nations documents on a regular basis here. All right. Anyway, the Secretary shall issue regulations to ensure that any qualified certifying entity, did you like that? Qualified certifying entity and its auditors are free from conflicts of interest in issuing these regulations. The Secretary may rely on or incorporate international certification standards. We're all under private international law here. The Constitution is, as I say, you know, under glass and surrounded by brass in the mausoleum of all things Americana. What this actually means, Doreen writes here, is that there will be a layer of auditors, certifiers, and inspectors over every aspect of food production in this country. These are these new green jobs. this new layer of bureaucracy that's going to come along hereafter. And we spoke briefly yesterday about how expensive this is. You know, it takes away the productive effort of two and sometimes three people just to be able to support one government worker. It's amazing. I mean, it just completely destroys our whole economic system. The free market's out the window. The ISO, this would be the International Standards Organization, has been working with Codex Alimentarius on food safety standards and, in particular, a technical standard for global food safety initiatives. That's the GFSI, which is a consortium of the seven largest food retailers in the world. You know, do we have to name them out? Just put Nestle up there near the top. They're one of the biggest food producers on the planet. Danone is another one. All right. All traceability falls under the purview of the code of Codex, the OIE, the World Animal Health Organization, and the IPPC, the International Plant Protection Convention for Global Trade Agreements. Now, no one wants to import, you know, contaminated foods from China. We should be an exporting food business, not the importing food business. But no one wants to import, you know, contaminated foods. No one wants to have, you know, go and buy contaminated foods at the grocery store, even if they're, you know, local produce. Nobody wants that. That's not what this is all about. What this is all about is controlling and restricting the number of people who can actually be in the business of supplying into that feed chain. This is the idea that Augustus Myers has put out, Gustavus Myers has put out in his History of the Great American Fortunes. All right? This is corporatism at its highest. Monopoly capitalism. So it's clear here again that international standards and guidelines are implicit in this legislation. Note the use of the command form shall, thou shall. All right, they call this positive. Shall not would be negative law, but positive law, thou shall, thou shalt. This isn't a might, it's not a may, it's not a maybe, in any way voluntary issue on part of the secretary. Then there's a section on traceability. She talks about that. This is a code word in the National Animal Identification System, and when one reads Section 107 of this bill, it definitively describes components of the National Animal Identification System, even down to the 48-hour traceback. Can you imagine having traceback on that tomato at the grocery counter or in the food mart? All right, traceback, where did this tomato come from? And what truck was it hauled into town on? And what farm did it come from? And who was working on that farm? And who owned that farm? And where did the seeds come from? Trace back on every tomato, every head of lettuce, etc. Trace back. All right? It's just like the National Animal Identification System. Where did that hamburger come from? Well, with hamburger, no one can know. Because they dump all the carcasses into a big grinder and they just grind the hell out of the whole mess and then serve it up with pink slime as a hamburger at Arby's or someplace. All right? You don't have a clue. But with steaks, you have a little better luck. Continuing, the secretary shall issue regulations establishing a tracing system that enables the secretary to identify each person who grows, produces, manufactures, processes, packs, transports, holds, or sells such food in as short a time frame as practicable, but no longer than 2 business days. And note here, all those people who grow, the secretary is to identify each person who grows. How can they do that? Well, again, they need that enhanced 911 system. All right? They have got to have three-dimensional coordinate geometry on your farm. They want to know which row out of your field that tomato come from. Where did that cob of corn come from, etc. All right? And they can do that. It's frightening how powerful this system actually can be. Use a unique identifier for each facility owned or operated by such person or for such purposes. A unique identifier. Again, it's just like this Internet ID where your IP address, you know, every time you log on or you post in a chat room, you know, you'll be able to track it back, you know, to your exact location. And saw a DVD or video presentation, a news article that was sent to me by one of our listeners, Hal Anthony, where he was showing a news presentation. I don't remember the broadcast channel. But anyway, they were talking about how when you go out and you take your pictures with your cell phones or with your digital cameras, You can actually go right down and get three-dimensional coordinate geometry on the location of where you were standing when you clicked that picture. That's right. It's all in there. If you just know how to do the right click and look at the various information in there. So these are things that we need to be very aware of. We have basically exchanged our essential liberty for temporary security in the form of all things electronic. The digital world is not necessarily your friend. So it continues here, this unique identifier. So we have a PIN or a personal identification number and 48-hour track back harmonizing with international standards and guidelines along this Article C here, coordination regarding farm impact in issuing regulations under this paragraph that will impact farms. The Secretary, subpart A, shall coordinate with the Secretary of Agriculture and II, take into account the nature of the impact of the legislation on farms. You can find that on page 71 of the bill. Now that I've killed you with legalese, it's time to let you find out just what these international standards and guidelines mean to those engaged in agriculture in this country. And Doreen and her husband raise stock. They raise animals, folks. She knows where she speaks. Good agricultural practices are not a standard in and of themselves. They are more of a combination of standards and guidelines set forth by the FAO, the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations. Why do we keep overlooking the United Nations? Oh, yeah, well, they're a toothless old hag. It's a talking shop on the East River. Better guess again. All right, that's the information that's thrown out there. No, they never arrested Jorge Bush. No, they, you know, let Dick Cheney wander all over the planet. No, they don't go after Soros. They don't go after Strong. They don't go after any of the henchmen. Those are the insiders. These are the people that finance these organizations. They never go after them, but they darn sure will go after you. All right? The OIE and Codex are charged with setting global standards and guidelines for the member countries of the World Trade Organization to meet, to satisfy the sanitary and phytosanitary, the technical barriers to trade and equivalency agreements of the World Trade Organization for participation in international trade. Both the OIE and the Codex have guidelines for traceability that, with the passage of the H.R. 2749 into law, will be written into regulations governing all interstate commerce within the boundaries of the United States. And, of course, we've been talking about the Commerce Clause in the Constitution and the creation of the Interstate Commerce Commission right about the time that we were going into an credit mobilier here in this country with the expansion of the railroads and the telegraph and then all of the rest of the infrastructure that came with that, right down to turnpikes and toll roads and rural routes and rural ways and rural roads and highways and all of that stuff. The land grants, the patents, the mining laws, all of the coal getting locked up by these same batards, that same bunch, all right? The Astors, the Vanderbilts, the Goulds, the Blairs, and so many others, all involved in this, the Sages, etc. And they were not averse. They're never averse to buying their congressman. They're never averse to buying the judge either. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And so one of the things that's been hidden basically from history was the rise of the corporate class and the various and sundry private banks all across these colonies when this country was originally established. And of course, also forgotten from history is the amount of angst and anger and reprisal and monarchy that went between the colonies, you know, as they tried to protect their all of the trade inside of the colonies. And, you know, that pretty well led us right into the American Revolution, I guess you'd say, the war for independence. All right, it's the American Revolution. That really started on when the Pilgrims set their foot on Plymouth Rock, Dorothy. But war for independence, you know, had a lot to do with commerce, far more than struggling for freedom here. And then following that, of course, the war in 1812 had everything to do with commerce. And then, you know, the War of Northern Aggression, all commerce. And throughout this entire process, you know, we had corporations coming into existence, these artificial persons, corporations coming into existence, and the people figuring out how to make these things work for themselves. They just became cash machines. They were able to pillage and plunder the people, you know, holding them in wage slavery. The whole Negro slavery thing, chattel slavery, is a sidebar in the history of the development of this country. All right? The wage slavery and the suffering and the angst of the people that came over from all parts of Europe and elsewhere, you know, England, Ireland, you know, Wales, etc., all of them, Scotland, all of them came here and lived in, you know, like absolute peonage. And we're going back to that again. We're going back to that again. But we need to understand how these corporations work. And this is reportedly the decade of mergers and acquisitions. Here's an article out of the chat room, Worthless Stocks from China. When a retiree in Texas discovered that some Chinese companies listed in the U.S. are fraud, he unleashed an army of short sellers. Well, yeah, I mean, this is an old process. And certainly no one book in my library has opened it up to me better than, you know, this book that was donated to us by our listener, Bill, Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. Man, if you can find a copy online or get a copy for your library, sit down and look at it and read it and weep. This by Dune Lawrence on an April afternoon. I don't care for this kind of writing style. I mean, this is all too prosy for me. But on an April afternoon in 2009 in his home office outside Austin, Texas, John Byrd, who cares? Get to it. All right. Some things, however, Byrd takes very seriously, including what he calls the sanctity of math. In other words, liars figure, but figures don't lie, which on that afternoon was being defiled in his eyes by the claims of China Sky One Medical. This would be on the stock ticker CSKI, a maker of products such as magnetizing hemorrhoid ointments, wow, and patches that would dispel fat. Sky One, according to its annual report filed just a few days earlier, was selling out of its inventory every 7 days. Now, Byrd's first business venture before real estate development, a music venue called Clubfoot, and a direct marketing firm was a chain of 9 movie theaters in Austin in the 70s. Audiences ate through stocks of popcorn and candy every 3 days or so, but the supplies of stock cups and buckets took months to run through, adding up to an average turnover of 8 to 10 days. Sky One's inventory, Byrd figured, ought to move more slowly since things like cardboard boxes for packaging and adhesives for patches are bought and stored in bulk and used bit by bit as orders come in. So anyway, he's taking a look at this company, and what he's really seeing here is something that is not true, all right? It's not real. It's a legal fiction. It's a fiction in law. It's a fiction in the economic world as well. Byrd's involvement would evolve from irritation that a company could get away with making a claim that so obviously defies basic business logic to the conviction that many pieces of the Chinese miracle that trade in the U.S. are, in his words, flat, well, I'm not going to say it, but flat frauds, all right? And what started as a retiree looking into a company has turned into a dispute that has drawn in other shorts, the Securities and Exchange Commission, auditors, and according to recent reports, the U.S. House Committee on Financial Services. It's also revealed significant flaws in U.S. markets and how they are regulated. And although although the stocks trade on the U.S. exchanges and thus project a sense of having to play by American rules, the assets and the principles of many of these companies reside in China. The companies operate on their terms, leaving injured parties and the SEC powerless. But really, there's nothing new to this, okay? This is exactly what was going on with the railroad companies. This was the same stuff that was going on all along from the very beginning, the creation of these banks. And we talked about this intergenerational accumulation of wealth. We also spoke in review of Gustavus Myers in regards to the interstate commerce, the idea of these people going to Europe and buying their nobilities. You know, they would marry into high families, all right? And they would buy castles and they would fix them all up and stuff like that and try and gain some semblance of authenticity maybe Vicki can help us out. Let's go live to Vicki Davis and say good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. This idea of these fake companies, that started during the 1990s. That's what the dot-com boom was all about. Those dot-coms, most of them were just frauds. And when I was doing some research, and this is on my website, it's called SBA Defense Government Contracting Shell Game.
Yes.
And our government is funding the small business bubble machine, and most of them are frauds.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've been talking about, Vicki, is that if you go back and look at, excuse me, the creation of the railroads in this country, I mean, these guys, what they would do, like Astor or Vanderbilt or Blair or any of the others, what they would do is they would create on paper a railroad company. And then they would go into the legislature and they would make application for grants of land and financing. And so they would be paid so many dollars per lineal mile of railroad that they would build. Then they would get so many square miles of land on either side of the railroad. Then they would go into the states and they would bilk the states for money for bringing in this prosperity and this new infrastructure. They would go into each of the various counties, do the same trick there, and then they would take their own sweet time and if and maybe whenever building that railroad, they would in the meantime run the, in the stock exchange as if it was a going concern, drive up the value of the stock, use it to leverage other stock, bring that stock in and buy up another railroad. And the railroad companies, some of these lines were 20 and 30 miles. That's all there were. And so this thing has been going on for so long, and now we're seeing the same thing in this article that you brought to us this morning.
Yeah, that, you described it just about perfectly. That's what they did with the dot-com boom. It's all an illusion. They get a company name. They do a really professional website. They've got a very professional con man at the helm, and he makes these presentations, makes it sound like it's a big going concern. One of the companies that we looked at in Idaho, they're supposed to be building a big plant at American Falls or something, some kind of a nitrogen fertilizer plant. The name of the company is Southeast Energy Holdings. And their owner, the company that owns them, is something called Direct Energy, something or other. They don't have any power plants working. They have nothing. They have nothing but a website, you know. But they have big plans, big ideas, you know.
Well, it's a really, really big idea. It's a really big idea, you know. But this is exactly right, you see. And you don't need it. And that's one of the problems that we're dealing with. You know, we've got what? William Daley coming in, got Lawrence Summers going out, Rahm Emanuel goes back to Chicago, William Daley comes from Chicago, he's the director of J.P. Morgan Chase, we got the Goldman Sachs revolving door going constantly. You know, what we have is just like the Leo Strauss laid out. It's a city of speech. In other words, it's not really a city at all. It's not a country at all. It's not a nation at all. It's not a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government at all. It's a city in speech, and it's a city of crime. And it's just unbelievable. If they're talking to you, they're lying, and when they're quiet, they're stealing.
Boy, that is so true. That is so true. And it's all presented to the citizens as if it's all real, and you know, when we talk about it, people look at us as if we're nuts.
Well, this fellow that the article was directed at here, you know, he was revealing it as a day trader. He's sitting in there, he's trying to make sense out of it. Folks, stay out of these markets. Hey, Vicki, hang on the line. We're going to the top of the hour break. We'll be back. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, January the 14th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We had planned to have Doreen Hans come on with us and talk about the food modernization and safety bill, but we're going through the materials that she submitted to me anyway, and visiting with our intrepid researcher, Vicki Davis, out in Idaho, taking a look at some of these other corporate interests and how this all weaves together. Back to you, Vicki. Ideas in regards to this article that you revealed and what you're seeing right there in Idaho?
Well, you know, you've heard me talk about Trojan triangles, right? And
absolutely.
That's a name that I gave to a complex economic locality, you know, zoned locality kind of thing. You know, that's why I had to give it a name, because it's like a multi-tiered, multi-layered strategy that is like economic warfare on various areas. Well, recently I just added foreign trade zones to the picture of the Trojan triangles. Now, this gets kind of complex, but this is all about bringing in foreign direct investment. That foreign direct investment funds these small businesses that are only supposed to have like 10 employees per small business. And what I think is happening, they really are fake businesses, and what I think is happening is that it is a strategy for importing the occupation forces for the American takeover.
Well, you know, one of the things that when we look at this particular issue, especially with the historical background that we've been trying to put out, if we can understand that most of the big corporations that are really driving and thriving successes today in China, our favored trading partner there ever since Ronnie Reagan's. But when we look at those companies, whether they be Foxconn and some of the others, a lot of the financial underpinning of those, and of course the Shanghai, you know, bank, the HSBC over there, Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, the new stock exchanges that are over there. Now we've got gold coming in all over that area as well. We've got the Adelsons that are big in gambling casinos, etc. They're involved over there as well. When we look at it from that standpoint and understand who is actually running the money that created these corporations that then have this sludge fund that they can turn around and come back and create these other things, the credibility that's been given to some of these investors, you know, you got Jimmy Rogers over there as well, then I think we can understand just a little bit more about how they're bringing the Ponzi scheme back to us using, you know, the Chinese mantle as the hide behind.
Well, the whole reason I think that they went over there, if you go back to 1987, Black Monday, and after the market makers just stopped making the market, they then, of course, stood up the Federal Open Market Committee, and that's when you started really having manipulation of the market once the Federal Reserve started managing the market. Well, the guy who was the treasurer when that happened, after he did that, then he went to work over at the Asian Development Bank. So the whole strategy with China is American orchestrated. So this war on America by the Chinese, is being directed by what were the American banksters.
Well,
so,
you know, that too. But you know, again, now what we found out from this CAFRA, you know, CAFRA man and all that, and the CorporationNation.com website and that video. Well, we'll have to pick that up. Hold that thought. We'll be back on that topic right after these words from our sponsors. Do stay tuned. Your calls are welcome.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've got another caller on the line. This is a restricted number. I haven't gone to it in the past largely because it's a restricted number. But let's just try it and find out whether we're listening online or whether they want to come on air. Hold on. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. It's the Jeff Snake Man here from Montreal. How are you, Will?
Well, I was doing pretty good. What's up?
I just wanted to know when you're going to unban me from the chat room, since there seems to be so many haters in there doing a much more worse job than I am. I was just simply trying to point out that we need to stop hating each other, but I got banned for that. I'm just wondering if you're going to unban me and let me go in the room and defend the people that are being attacked right now in your chat room by people that don't like Jews.
I'm really not interested in the topic. Thanks for calling. Okay, so anyway, that was Snake Man. Now I know who the restricted is. But anyway, Vicki, in the Corporation Nation DVD, the presentation, what we found was, what they've revealed is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of corporations all across this country made up of government entities, funds, pension funds, And then there's all of the plethora, the pluralistic groups and organizations. Everybody's got on the bandwagon of getting behind these corporations, 501c3 churches, 501c3 patriot groups and environmental groups, and every wing nut and whack job's got their 501c3 or 501c4 organization. And I can see that these people would have the ability to go in and create a fictitious company in China, for instance, and then come back into the country under this fictitious entity and run the scheme again right here inside our shores. And it is, you're right, it's like a Trojan horse inside the gate.
Yeah, well, that's what we found. The governor of Michigan, you know, during the race for the governorship, one of the candidates, and unfortunately it's the candidate that won, was allegedly a businessman, and he was one of these people they call the serial entrepreneurs. He had business of some kind in California. Well, we found out he also had a research R&D business in China that he was just opening. And the opposing candidate brought that up, but the media never picked it up as a story. They just kind of ignored the whole thing. So, it's a very complex thing that's going on, but when you take a look at it, you can see a pattern to what they're doing with these small businesses. And it's fraud, but I think it's intended to allow them to take over real small businesses in the community. And like I said, I do believe it's bringing in the occupation force. Oh, I forgot to tell you, something that I just found out is that, you know, the foreign businesses that are in foreign trade zones, they can request H-1Bs and L-1s, you know, to bring their countrymen into the country to work in their businesses. The State Department also issues unlimited student visas. So you take China, for example. I don't know how many students that China has in college, but they can come send an unlimited number of their young people over here.
Well, you know, in some regards, you know, this is you know, I can see the from the deleterious standpoint of it, the idea of, you know, being able to have an advance guard or caches and putting boots on the ground and stuff like that. But I think that even more damaging, the long-term potential, is that, well, our tax dollars, I know mine do, here property taxes, are used to help finance, let's say, the community colleges. And then through the general taxation, we have the universities and the colleges, the larger ones, and then the land-grant universities in Missouri as well. The more of the young people that come over from foreign countries and take up seats in those colleges, of course, more infrastructure is necessary, more teachers are needed, and so on and so forth. The education industry continues to mushroom, but we really we're pitting our students against their students in a competitive environment where maybe it would be better to have them educated and build their own universities in China or in Japan or any place else, you know, Saudi Arabia, India, build their own universities over there and let our universities be for our citizenry as opposed to this polyglot globalist upbringing. You know, you can just imagine even lunchroom chatter in a university with that kind of a composition. The students are getting a full dose of globalism, and because they like the other students, they're down with it. They get, you know, they're cool with this idea. So there's so many different, you know, these Trojan horses seem to be everywhere.
Yeah, they do. And I have a speech that was given by, I don't know if he was a State Department official, but I have a copy of the article. Anyway, he was speaking to Chinese students, and apparently after 2005, they had a slowdown in registration of Chinese students. So he went over there to market our education system to them. And he said right in this speech that at state universities, the foreign students are subsidized. I mean, the U.S. taxpayers are subsidizing the education of the foreign students who are allegedly supposed to compete with American students. It seems to me like they've turned everything upside down, you know, where Americans are foreigners on our own soil.
Well, that's kind of like the predictions of our founders long ago. There's no question about that. And I don't think that it's going to come to any real meaningful, completion anytime soon. I think it's just going to continue to escalate and get worse and worse as long as this particular Congress and all of the corporations and the lobbyists that are behind it continue. I mean, the corporations are actually, and again, folks, the corporations are your town council. They are your county councils. They are the pension funds. They are the union pension funds. They are all of the people that invest in this method to secure their retirement funds. All of this is what has become, under global governance, our system. And I think, Vicki, the majority of the people like it this way, which is terrifying.
It is terrifying. And you know what all these group collective organizations, whether it be a corporation, an association, or whatever, what that does is alleviate individual responsibility for what's going on. So you can have your pension funds. I mean, you can be rah-rah American, waving your flag and whatever, but your pension fund is investing over in communist China. They're turning it around in a military sense, you know, trying to bring down America and the American economy. And nobody can do anything because everybody is tied up in this group thing.
Well, one of the things that Corporation Nation video brings out is that, let's say you take CalPERS or one of the other examples that were used in the presentation, they turn to their fund managers. You know, they go to Goldman Sachs, and then Goldman buys the stocks and recommends them. They make a brokerage on both ends, but they can then shape the direction of this foreign invasion. So stay right there, Vicki. I'll bring you back on the other side. More to come. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065, visiting with Vicki Davis. Vicki, in regards to this food security and modernization stuff, one of the things that I keep seeing in this, I believe I sent you an email in regards to just a little thread, but what I'm seeing in this is the systems theory that you talk about so much. You know, if we can tie this in with National Animal Identification System and the food system inside of this computer system, this systems theory, and think about it from the standpoint of eliminating redundancy. You know, if we can get rid of all of the small producers, get rid of all the small farmers, get rid of all of the small businesses, and come into this one great giant super state with one, you know, corporation world on the top of the whole mess, that would be, from a scientific, from a computing standpoint, the most desirable outcome. But how does that leave we the people?
It leaves you all as slaves of the corporation. And you're right, it is all about the computer systems. It's when they corporatized our government computer systems, basically it was like breaching the walls of the government and bringing the systems down to where they are managing all of the assets of the country as if they were the assets of a corporation. The food inspection system, if you think from the standpoint of a corporation like, say, Heinz, you know, where they're a food production company. Now, it would be in Heinz's interests, you know, from a business standpoint, to be able to monitor the process of their food production all the way from the field to the point of selling it on the shelf, you know, to the grocer. Well, and that's a normal thing for a company like Heinz to do because that's their business. But with the global systems, with the corporatization of our government, what they did is to say, okay, the government will take over that inspection process because we have Heinz doing inspection, we have ConAgra doing inspection, and so the most efficient thing is rather than all of these separate companies doing their own inspection, we'll have the government take over the inspection.
Well, you know, it goes even deeper than that. You know, we can think about it as going from the seed bank or the soil bank all the way around to the grocery store. But with the smart meters, the use of them, the idea of the RFID implants, the idea of the smart appliances, for instance, let's say you've got a smart refrigerator, all right, General Electric smart refrigerator. And so your refrigerator is sitting there. It's got a module in it connected to the power line, which then ties into your smart meter, of course. But it's sitting there. And inside your refrigerator, you've got a bottle of Heinz ketchup. that has in the label an embedded RFID chip, and what it's doing is it's sitting there saying, I'm Heinz Ketchup, I'm Heinz Ketchup, I'm Heinz Ketchup, but then all of a sudden one morning it says, I'm Heinz Ketchup and my pull date is expired. All right? And so now you've got children in your house. You've got your little boys and your little girls, and they're sitting there in the house, and the Health and Protective Services, Catherine Sebelius, they're very concerned that you might have a bottle of ketchup in your refrigerator that's beyond the pull date, and they don't want you to feed that to your little wards of the state. And so, you might get a nicky knock on the door to say, hey, you've got an expired Heinz ketchup in your refrigerator. It's time for you to replace that with a fresh one and throw out the old.
You're exactly right. And that sounds outrageous, but it's only a matter of time until they have the automation in place to where that kind of thing is feasible.
Well,
I guarantee you, they're working on it.
Oh, my, I tell you, if I can come to it in my imagination that's as long since been established, you can imagine, just how that would work out. You've got, your pantries, and all of our cabinetry in America today is built in China. And so there would be no problem whatsoever of embedding, let's say, in your pantries, in your cupboards, a reader that sits in there and it tells you, hey, it's time for you to pull that wheat. You're going to need to get that pasta off the shelf now. You need to get rid of those cookies. It's time for you to restock. Here's your grocery list, and women and men too, but women, householders, they might think, hey, this is great. I just go over here, I log on to the little screen on the kitchen counter, and it gives me my grocery shopping list, and it prints out all of these coupons. What a great paper-saving device, and I don't even have to have paper. I just take my little screen with me, like my iPad. I go to the grocery, I walk along, and if I walk by something on my list, and it goes, hey, here I am, you're supposed to get a new bottle of Heinz ketchup, Teresa and John Kerry Heinz.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what you value the most. Do you value convenience, efficiency, perhaps cost savings, as they always market these systems to the government under cost savings, or do you value freedom? Because you cannot have both. And you're right, this food inspection system is only one of the systems, and it is a supply chain kind of system. And there is also the freight tracking system that's putting all the sensors on the road. There is the education system that tracks the progress of your child from in the womb to tomb. Every aspect of your life, they are planning systems with this government takeover and corporatization of the computer systems, automating the entire infrastructure. That's why I always say there will be no more freedom. And if saving a few bucks now means more to you than freedom, for your children, then man, don't wave your flag at me. Don't tell me that, you want freedom, because you don't. Either that or you're so stupid you don't understand how automation of the infrastructure is going to make you a slave. You will be an owned person.
Yes, it's the new feudalism, welcome to feudal America. But the idea is that, there's this horrible battle that's going on, that's raging between the sovereignty of the individual and the sovereignty of the collective. In a democracy, of course, it's the sovereignty of the collective. But under the guide to food farming practices put out by the OIE, they're talking about this, the management of a livestock facility clearly being spelled out. Some of these recommendations that would become de facto law in the U.S. under agency rulemaking on the passage of H.R. 2749. Now, that's done. All right. We've got Senate Bill 510 has been passed. The international guidelines for food safety at the farm are for each animal. Now, think about it from the standpoint of databasing and computing. For each animal, require and keep all commercial and health documents enabling their exact itinerary to be traced from their farm or establishment to their final destination. That means your freezer. Keep a record of all persons entering the farm. Keep medical certificates of all persons working with the animals. keep documents proving the water you give to the animals meets specific criteria. Keep samples of all the feed kept given to the animals. Keep all the documents from official inspections. Keep the records of treatments and procedures on all animals, castration, disbudding, calving, medications, etc. Prevent domestic animals, cats and dogs, from roaming in and around the livestock buildings. You place all these documents at the disposal of the competent authority, let's say your veterinary services, whenever it conducts a farm visit. And then just extend that out and think about it from the standpoint, okay, my name is Bob, and I have a little orchard, and I grow sweet potatoes and strawberries and other things, and people come to my farm and buy products. Now all of that track and traceability has to come back into even that aspect of the foods. So, I mean, this is just absolutely rife with corruption potential for these fictitious corporations to come in as contractors and begin to modify and track and trace everything we eat and do. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Much more to come.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we can see in this inquiry that we're making into kind of rather impromptu, but nevertheless, you know, material that both Vicki and myself are pretty well versed on, this inquiry into, you know, what are the long-term and short-term impacts of this food safety bill that has been passed now out of the Senate and the House and signed into law, SB 510. You know, what are going to be some of the things that we could see coming down the pike Well, certainly one of the things that we're going to see coming down the pike is, again, the centralizing of all means of the production of food and with the water, very likely to be in the mix as well. Centralization of both food and water going forward. Vicki?
You'll see a lot of small producers going out of business because you can imagine what kind of an administrative overhead it would require for a small, you know, say a guy that owns 20 head of cattle. It will just be overwhelming for him. He won't be able to make any money because they'll have to hire a person just to keep the records. And if he doesn't keep the records, they'll fine him, take away his cattle, and, you know, whatever. And so you'll see the small producers go out of business.
Well, that's
is what will be the outcome of this.
That's certainly going to be part of the problem, because you've got so many people all across America that are not on the Internet that actually are engaged in small to medium scale farming and small to medium scale animal production, whether you've got chickens, let's say, that you keep. Maybe you've got 50 or 100 of them. Some you sell off for meat, and some of them you sell off for as eggs. But you've got that going. You've got, let's say, sheep that you raise, or goats that you raise, and in relatively small quantity. They may not even be aware of this, Vicki. They may not even ever heard of S-510. They're just out there doing their thing, you know, lum-de-dum, fixing the fences, and now a tree fell on this fence, I'm going to fix that, and oh, look, we got to work on the stock water today. And so they go over to there, and they drive into town. They, you know, I've seen them 1,000 times. They come in their little pickup truck, you know, and they go to the feed mill, and they get some bags of grain, and they bring the grain back to their farm. And unless the feed mills are all, you know, posted up with flyers and information and booklets and notices, how would these guys even know? So you've got this army of babushkas that'll come out through the farming community. Maybe they'll hang around clandestinely at the stock sale barns. You know, and anybody that brings in an animal that doesn't fit the bill, or anybody that comes to a public market with baskets of fruits and vegetables that isn't in line with the program, they'll get fined, and they might get fined right out of existence.
Yeah, well, and your local veterinarian, you know, will become part of the system as part of the police state. Oh, you didn't get your cow vaccinated with, you know, whatever crud they happen to put in a vial and say is required. You know, so, yeah, you've got systems analysts, people like me, writing these kinds of regulations of basically bullet point lists of what you will do, what information you will keep track of, never having been on a farm, never worked on a farm, don't know anything about farms, but you know about computer systems.
And so you put that computer system together with someone in the similar kind of a background, a lawyer, let's say, someone that has all of their life worked in corporation law, business law, finance law, and that sort of thing. And they're working in tandem through the legislative bill drafting agency, either for the U.S. House or for the local state house, state government. They create and craft all of this legislation, again, not from a common sense standpoint, not from a feed the world, but because, you know, basically their task, this is their job. Look, we got a contract, and we got Monsanto here, or Syngenta, or, 3M, and they, ConAgra, and they want us to do this piece of legislation for the lobbyists, and they write the best they can. Unfortunately, they're going to kill us with their laws.
Yeah, right, and you end up with a bunch of corporate farms. Not people that love the animals, not people that want to be out near the animals and raise the animals, but you end up with a bunch of corporate types running farms with hired help that also don't care, you know, and so that's how this whole thing is going. And personally, I'd rather see the real rancher. You know, they know how to raise animals. They don't need some corporate jerk telling them how to run their ranch. You know, somebody that's never even been outside of New York City, for example.
Yeah, and that's really a great problem, because, you know, I was out in New York, and this is a true story, folks. I was out in New York City for the bicentennial back in 1976. And I was talking with some people on the street there, and I was playing guitar on the street corner. I had my guitar case opened up, and in there I had a little sign, you know, music on the road, my name, and then Seattle, Washington, because that's where I hailed from. And they asked, this one person walked up to me and they asked, "Oh, you're from Seattle?" I said, "Yes, I am." I says, they go, "Do they still have Indians there?" And I said, "There's still Indians there." I says, "But we don't have to worry about them because they don't carry tomahawks in the streets, you know." And I kind of looked at this person, but you know, if anybody's ever been in Manhattan, anybody's ever been in downtown New York or Chicago, you know, or L.A., you know, if you don't ever come out of the city, you don't really have a clue of what really is going on in all of the other 98% of this country.
Well, yeah, I saw the same thing when I lived in New York. There was a woman out protesting the drilling for oil, you know, at that facility or wherever, that reserve up in Alaska. I asked her, I said, "Have you ever been to Alaska? Do you know anything about Alaska?" No, she'd never been outside of New York, but she was protesting. And so I told her, I said, "It's an Arctic desert. Yeah. There's nothing there."
Well, she was probably standing there in nylon garments, you know, made from petroleum. And so they really don't understand the system at all, you know. And it is funny if it wasn't so tragic, because so many of them, you know, they're really right inside of this matrix. They think they're doing the right thing, but they haven't got a clue. Now, there's another organization out there besides the Ozark Property Rights Congress that is trying to alert and awake people to this real and present danger of this legislation. And that's the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, Pete Kennedy. I don't know whether you've ever heard of any of their broadcasts, Vicki, but they're actually have put together a legal team, a defense team, that are helping or that are there ready to stand in for and represent the interests of the small farmer when they come into this buzzsaw. So, I mean, there is that whole aspect there as well. We can say that, yeah, you know, good food, clean food, fresh water, all that, these are really important things. But as I felt the pinch in just a minor zoning and code infraction here, if you're not prepared to actually do law, do battle, the system is like a juggernaut. And, you know, it's not possible for an individual that's working 8, 10, 12 hours a day on a farm to turn around and then all of a sudden put on a legal hat and be a lawyer for themselves, you know. So they get impoverished. Right. They get impoverished trying to defend themselves against a corrupt system, and then ultimately lose because, unfortunately, they hired a lawyer, and the lawyer represents the court, not the people.
Right. And what a waste of productive resources that is, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If just common sense would prevail, you wouldn't have that. You wouldn't be wasting resources in what is essentially gang warfare against the individual.
Exactly.
You've got your individual ranchers out there just trying to raise their cattle, trying to make a living, and they have this whole massive corporate government infrastructure coming down on them, trying to impose global standards on their little operation. It's really, it's not doable. If he does fight back, they would just drain all of his resources anyway. So he's really just better off personally selling out.
And that's exactly what's happening. That's happening, Vicki. You know?
Yeah, what a sad thing that is for our country. Actually, and it's not just our country. I always say our country. But the systems that I talk about, they are global. They are going in all over the world. So the same thing is happening in other countries that's happening here. It's just that we don't hear about it, you know, because we're kind of America-centric.
Well, that's true. You know, nationalism can be our greatest undoing. And you're absolutely right. It is a global system. This is one of the reasons why we like to point out the United Nations Agenda 21, because it is the program of action for the 21st century. Our country signed on to it when Prince Charles was down there with his HMS Britannia or whatever it was, you know, sitting off the shores there in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. They were setting up a matrix that started back in the Club of Rome, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and all of that, you know, in 1992. And here we are today, just 30, 20, 20 years later, and we're living it, okay? It's being implemented as fast as they can shove it through. So it's coming, it's on us, and it's at us. And these are treaties. This is the supreme law of the land. This is a thou shalt. This is a we must. This is not an option. It's not something that, you know, the 10th Amendment is going to bail you out of unless, you know, I don't know, God descends on earth. Anyway, we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So that we can see that when the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee released its manager's package for S-510, it really ought to be a heads up for all of us, Vicki, because if we look at it and think about it from the Senate, the health, for instance, education, labor, and pensions, I mean, we've got just about everything under that umbrella that the corporate governance scheme that was laid out by Incorporation Nation encompasses. These are the people that are all championing for this legislation. They want it desperately. And, you know, they're involved in a financial scheme, if you will, much like the post that you gave us earlier in the broadcast in regards to this fellow saying, look at these false or fictitious corporations coming out of Asia and elsewhere, coming in and working inside the stock exchange. This whole system is so corrupt, it needs to be, you know, gutted from stem to stern. I don't see any way out of it without, you know, a major, you know, just, almost just blocking the whole idea of stocks and bonds. I mean, how can we run this country when these guys are running it, you know, for us?
I don't think we can. Until we get our political leaders to admit what's going on and to tell the truth about it, we're not going to be able to address it because there's too much money and power on the other side. And they're all acting like a bunch of whores cooperating with it.
Yeah, but look at where they come from. I mean, you know, they come right out of Goldman Sachs. Like, you know, Timmy Geithner, you know, we talk about, well, okay, political leaders, well, the Treasury, this New York Fed. All of these guys are have banking and corporate ties, the revolving door between Monsanto and government. We also deal with all of these various agencies, you know, a political solution. I mean, if we were able to do as I suggested and we just completely abolish the established two-party political system and get rid of them entirely and bring in representatives with no ties to these corporations locally with the knowledge that they serve on good behavior and then stay ever vigilant on top of them during the duration of what I call Operation Clean Sweep, unless we can get real people in real offices with an oath of office and the whole nine yards, unless we can do that, you know, how do you do anything else other than just burn the house down?
Yeah, I don't know. And we also need to vote on paper and have the votes counted in front of the community, because they basically have the voting system tied up. And the recent initiatives that were passed in Idaho, I think it was vote fraud, my personal opinion, because I don't know of anybody that voted for them, and nobody that I know knows of anybody that voted for them, yet they passed.
Well, you know, the real person is the election authority, your county clerk's office. But ever since the advent of these flat plate scanners, now there is a paper ballot with marked, you know, in ink. That is one place that we can actually do hand counts. But when we're using the electronic devices like the touch screens and things like that, there's no way to do follow-up with a hand count on that. The idea of being able to take the time necessary, even if they have to bring in, you know, two teams of high schoolers with calculators and let them count the ballots, and then whoever gets the right number three times in a row in the least amount of time, they get to be the winners, and we buy them all pizzas and sodas or something. But let them actually do the count so that these geriatrics, you know, if you can say it, that are the election judges so often, if they want to go home early, and they've had a heck of a long day, they got up super early and they stayed and they want to go home as quick as they can, we can understand that. But if we help them out with the counting process and then posted the returns on the door of the precinct as you close the door and take the ballots to the county clerk, it may make election fraud more difficult. But with the electronic touchscreen devices, I don't see any way that we can come around to that. We need to abolish those entirely.
Oh, completely, yeah, because they're designed for fraud. And the whole electronic voting system was one of the global systems initiatives.
Absolutely.
You know, that democracy, right?
That's it.
But I found an organization that you'll be interested in doing some research. It's called GEMI.org. That's GEMI.org. And it's the Global Environmental Management Initiative. And it started up in 1990. And so you'll want to take a look at that website. Now, I started to research this and I got distracted, but I believe that I found that in conjunction with looking at the Mosavar-Ramani Center for Business and Government at Harvard. And I found an interesting connection. I'm going through this kind of fast, but the Mosavar-Ramani is a guy that basically started this center at Harvard to be the center between corporations and government. Well, this guy's wife worked at Goldman Sachs. Okay. And I also found information on her where Goldman Sachs leadership has set up more foundations with bigger pots of money than any other corporation in history, and this has all been since the 1990s. It had to do with the reinvention of government. Now, if you know what the reinvention of government was about, then you would know that a lot of businesses, a lot of things were going to collapse, just by definition, was what they're doing. Well, I think this, having this woman on the inside who was also involved with the reinvention of government is what gave Goldman Sachs the inside knowledge to know what to bet on, and I suspect what to bet against in order to bring them down. And that's where you get the whole credit derivatives thing, you know, where they're selling in the front, but in the back, they're selling against their own customers that they were marketing to.
Well, I guess one of the questions that I would have, you know, is who are the primary stockholders of these various corporations, you know, like Goldman Sachs? You know, we know that the stockholders are the ones that have the proxy votes capable of actually being able to vote these things in. But, you know, that too is part of the situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, it gets very complex and very, but that really is something that people should look at. This Jimmy.org, the Mosavar Rahmani, that's Mosavar-Rahmani, Center for Business and Government. And I need to dig deeper into that, but that's something that really needs to be looked at in connection with Goldman Sachs.
Well, I definitely look at State Street Global Advisors. I look at Barclays as well in that. You know, you'll find the Rothschilds are at the highest levels of all of these various and sundry corporations in America today. They hold a very large quantities of stocks. But then again, through this global governance system, all across America, all of the pension funds, your town council, your city council, your school boards, all of these corporations, you know, they invest their pension money, they invest their slush funds, their rainy day funds into the stock market. And because they use brokers like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase and others, you know, they're the ones that are advancing the wind turbines and buying major stock positions in GE and Microsoft and so on and so forth. It's such an inbred system that, you know, relief from this is, as I said, it's, you know, short of a miracle, it's going to be, I don't know how it's going to be able to unwind. You know, this may just be the future, and it surely doesn't, you know, require us to wear sunglasses. It's not going to be a bright future at all.
Oh, no. It's very dim, very dim. And unless we can get our legislators to read something besides bullet points, I mean, that makes me so angry. You know, every time I write something, I have people that say, oh, you need to, you know, make it smaller, make it shorter, put it in bullet points. How can you put something as complex as the Trojan Triangle system in bullet points other than a bullet point that says, look at this, you blankety moron?
Well, they can't, you know, and then part of that, they're also, you know, they're overwhelmed with legislation, and it's not, you know, by accident. You know, they take time out on the congressional calendar to name post offices, for God's sakes, you know. So it's a tough thing. Thanks for calling in, Vicki. Thanks for being with me, Vicki. We're all out of time. We're coming up at the end of the broadcast. Folks, thanks for listening today. I'll be back again on Monday. I hope you will be, too. Maybe another day we'll get Doreen Hans to come back and visit with us one more time, and she can go into some of this in detail. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can find
finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.